Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump back at the White House after rallying supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday evening as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million with just under 2 weeks now to go before the election. Trump's trip comes a day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, hits the campaign trail for the Democratic candidate, also in the state of Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. Biden spent Tuesday evening preparing for the debate Thursday against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls show former Vice President Biden holding a wide lead margin over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the U.S. have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report out that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were up about 12%, that is, rather than in the same months of the previous 4 years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in the 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher, 30% higher for Blacks and Asian Americans, more than 36% higher. By remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos Tuesday. Reuters reporting witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks now against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, known as SARS, that rights groups have for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew in Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said it is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have their foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. And a Danish man serving a life sentence for the murder of a Swedish journalist was arrested Tuesday after escaping from prison. Danish police said Peter Madsen was caught shortly after escaping from a prison in suburban Copenhagen. Madsen was sentenced to life in prison in 2018 for killing the journalist, Kim Wall, after he lured Wall aboard his homemade submarine a year earlier. She had agreed to a trip he had promised her on board an interview, but during the voyage, Madsen dismembered Wall's body and dumped it into the sea. For more news, we invite you to join us, voanews.com, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.